You hit these realms with God and he gets on the move and you have to run to keep up with him. And his word is what's moving everything. It's just grabbing you, apprehending you and moving you and shifting. It's incredible because it's like all day long. He's just feeding it to you. It's like you're in a vein all day and he's feeding that, but it's feeding you to the next level. It's like the word is feeding you into that place and he's culminating. Something happened this morning. I wanted to share a little bit because of this revelation with Abraham. It's amazing because I hear people listen to it. I don't think they hear it all yet. I'll get some feedback from certain people and I'm like, nah, they ain't got it yet. when you hear it, when you understand the dynamic of it, it shifts you. It shifted me so much, I didn't know how to pray yesterday. And I just started praying in tongues, and I didn't know what to do in that realm. And then I ran into his holiness, and I ran smack into the fear of God, and I was so undone. I backed right out. He's so intense in that arena. Every part of you quakes. That's kind of what happened yesterday, but kind of threw me off a little bit. Called Chuck, and we had a talk, and it was another one of those conversations that we acted like we knew what we were talking about, but we didn't, you know? Until God shows up this morning, and I'm like, oh, that's it. We showed up with him, and he did something this morning, and I have to tell you these things because it's part of the journey. I have to tell you what's happening because this is part of our journey as a corporate house into the fullness of his promise. Today, he did something. It threw me completely. And so I'm going to share that with you, but he preceded that by getting me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. He's been doing that a lot too. Anyway, he takes me to this Psalm 24 and he's getting me ready. And I mean, this Psalm was resonating at God. I said, turn the switch off. It's 4:30 in the morning. We go in today and I realized this whole chapter was getting me ready for what happened this morning. And this, what happened this morning is my opinion, a pivotal place in our whole journey with God. What he showed, how he worked it in. So I'm going to preach all that or share all that tonight. He's getting us ready. Praise God. He's not getting us ready. He's got us ready. He's intent now of coming down here. That's his intention. He's coming here and he's bringing the Father with him. Amen. We're going to be in this Psalm. We're going to be in John. This Psalm is so prophetic for the hour we're in. It's so prophetic for the journey we're in. He said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell in. And he is founded upon the seas, established upon the floods. And he said, who shall ascend? The word hill means mountain. Who shall ascend the mountain of the Lord? That's what we've been doing for a long time. And who shall stand in his holy place? He that had clean hands. He's going to bring a purification. You have to have it. He did it with Joshua, the high priest. He changed his filthy garments, put a clean turban. He goes, now you can walk in my courts. Because you have authority in his courts and you have to have authority in those courts, especially in the arena of righteousness and accusation. Because the enemy, the Bible says in Revelation, he accuses us day and night. And he got cast down by Revelation 13, but he's still up there and he's looking for anything to stop our progression. And you have to cleanse that slate all the time. It doesn't matter if you're in sin or not. There's accusation against you all the time. He goes, he that hath a clean hands and a pure heart, who's not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He's not lifted up his soul to idolatry. That was a tough one. Praise God. And he said, he shall receive the blessing in the mountain of the Lord. Say the blessing. He shall receive the blessing and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation. I'm talking to the generation that will seek him, that will seek his face. There's a whole generation coming up into the mountain of God. Then he gets to the second part. There's two parts to the equation. There's two parts to the mountain. And he gets to the second part of this mountain. The first part is, hey, you have to obtain the righteousness. You have to obtain the blessing. You have to obtain your standing in the mountain of God. You have to solidify that standing and be able to stand there while he makes you whole. And that's the part he's doing, is done for many of you. He's making us whole and we're able to stand in that mountain. Amen. Stand in the holiness of God and stand in the righteousness of God and stand in the purification of God and stand in the blessing. But all that's getting ready for the next level. Hallelujah. This is how we pray. Listen, we're all going to change how we pray. Because he says, pause, Selah. Now pause. Meditate a minute. Think about where you're at, because there's phase two to this. This second phase is where we are. This second phase is what's happening. The second phase is about to open. It's already opened. It started opening the second half of this mountain, the glory of this mountain. He says, lift up your heads, O you gates. Now, this psalm was written at the time David was bringing the ark into Jerusalem, and he was prepared a tabernacle and a temple, and he's like, lift up the gates of the temple, lift up the ancient gates. He's bringing and he's housing the Lord of glory. He calls him the Lord of glory. He's bringing the ark in. This is when this was written, but there's something else going on here. It says, lift up your heads, O you gates. You ones that are standing in the mountain of God now, lift up. Say, lift up your gates. Lift up you everlasting doors. And the King, say, the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He's the one. He's the fierce one. He's ready to rumble. He's ready to start the show. Hey, ho, start the show. He's ready to move into the earth now. He's ready. He's strong in battle. He says, lift up your doors, you everlasting doors. You got to come up into the realm where he is now. He says, lift up your heads, O you gates. Even lift them up. You are the gate now. You are the temple now. You are the one that's going to house the King. He's not just the King, King of glory. He has the glory with him. He has the crown with him. He has the Father with him. He has it all. Lift up your head, O you gate. Even lift him up, you everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of the angelic armies. He is the King of glory. He has the Father, he has the crown, he has the glory, he has the angelic armies, he has the realm of him that was and is to come, he has the seven spirits of God, he has the seven eyes of the Lord, he has the seven horns of a dominion upon him, he has the seven inheritances upon him, he is inheritor of the mountain, he is the solitary heir that's inherited. He says, I'll set my king on the holy hill of Zion, I will declare the decree. This day I've begotten thee, ask of me the nations for your inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. It's all yours. He is the possessor, the solitary heir of all of it. Now that's huge. So the Lord begins to speak to me and he wakes me up and he says a few things to me about this chapter. And then on and I go and pray, and I had no idea what's about to transpire because of this new revelation we're into now of him that is to come and this acceleration and being able to move into that finished place and not give birth, but move past the birthing and receive from the finished realm. Because that revelation was so intense, I didn't really fully know how to pray yesterday for this body where we were going. But then something happened this morning, and that has opened up a whole new realm now. And let me tell you what happened. I need you to go on over now to John 17. The Lord said, John is going to bring you on into the finish line. He said, the book of John's going to bring you in. He goes, there's still many things. He's saying all this to me at 4:30 in the morning. It was rolling. So we're in prayer today. And we move up into the mountain. We move up, and those of you are pretty familiar with what we do. And went into Lily's Grace. Everything's beautiful. When in the Father, everything's beautiful. What we do and have been doing for quite some time, and this was important, we move into this other realm. You have to identify in the right hand of God, there's multiple realms. It's not one realm. Each place has a protocol. Each place has a purpose. Each place is part of our progression to the fullness. For instance, Ephesians says you've been raised together with him. Made to sit together with him. That is not a position for an orphan. That's a position of an heir. You're sitting in his throne together, crowned with him in his inheritance. That's an inheritor's position there. That's a joint heir's position. The Father, when you enter in the Father, of love, that's a position for the orphan. My Father will love you, and he will not leave you as an orphan. So Jesus holds a position, as we know, at the throne of grace. And he's our high priest, the administration. He does so much work there. Man, does he help us out. Getting us ready, prepared, getting us moving up into the mountain of God for our day of reigning with God. The day of reigning is on its way now. Amen. And so how to reconcile that. So what we would do is, after we spend this time with the Father, we move up into this realm I call the joint heirship, the realm of the crown. I actually see it like almost like a stairwell that goes up, and I just walk up in there. And he's there, but I see him in his role now as King of Kings. I'm not standing in front of the throne of grace. I'm not standing in front of the high priest anymore. I'm standing in front of the king. I see him in his role of Revelations 5. I see the crown that surrounds him, the mighty seven spirits of God that are upon him. I see the seven eyes, the seven horns. I'm aware that they're there. I'm aware the seven lamps are burning before the throne. I see that whole realm. I see the seven inheritances. I see him as the single solitary appointed heir of God. Now, what I describe him as that position that is already marked in the Word. Because if the Word gives you a position, it's yours. Whether you're ready for it or not, it's still yours. You have to arrive there. You have to ascend there. You have to get there. You have to grow into the place, but it's still yours. Amen. So you say, I just describe what I see. We've been doing that for a while. Sometimes we do it, and sometimes you'll encounter the realm. Sometimes it's awesome. And before we come back in there, I get clothed in that realm. I'll stand in there with him. Amen. Now, here's the part that happened today that I was not ready for, but it was awesome. Because this is the realm you receive from. You can receive from all these realms, but we have to realize that it's very important that you identify everything that's going on up there. You have to identify. And the Lord wants me to share this part. You have to identify where he sits, the different realms, the protocols for the realms. You don't just start from the earth and go jump up into joint heirship. There is protocols in heaven. It's a kingdom. It operates with a court systems are there. There are lots of things going on there. You just don't go jump up in there. Just because it's yours, well, I'm an heir, I just go sit down. You ascend up and you get certain things as you go. But once you're ready, you can get up in there. That is where it's all at, by the way. That's where he has inherited all things. Say he's inherited all things. That is where he sits. That is where he's administrating from. He is the Father's appointed heir. He has everything. He has finished everything. What are we looking for? Kingdom come. So he re-identified today what it means to receive. Because you've got to receive from him. You receive because at one point in time, he lays it all up in heaven. Thy kingdom come on the earth as it is in heaven. It's just that I was looking at different parts. Let me explain it to you. I was like receiving the crown. Okay, I received the crown and I go on. I come on down. I stand in the crown, receive the crown because part of the crown. I didn't see what he wanted us to see until this morning. When Anna and I went up in that realm, it started getting really powerful in there. And he, the only way I can describe it, stood up and walked straight into me. All of that walked, not the crown, not the blessings, him. But him in that realm. He entered into me. He walked straight into me. Monica had a test. The glory was there. It was exhilarating beyond exhilarating. And I realized what God was wanting us to do. I realized how we were going to receive this kingdom. I mean, scripture started pouring out left and right. I saw the scripture concerning the two olive trees in the last days. What did it say? They stand by the Lord of the whole earth. I realized he was not going to sit on his throne while all this happened. He was coming down. He started speaking this to us several weeks ago. I'm going to be a wall of fire in the glory in your midst. He said, my Father will come and make our habitation with you. I realized that I just always looked at it as him and the Father. I didn't realize that he was, how would I say this, coming fully as King of Kings, and he had to step into us in that role. See, what the Lord told me in John 17, he's praying all this oneness, but we always look at it in the arena of fellowship. Okay, I'm in you where you are. You're here with us. And we always look at that like, okay, God's with Jesus with us. Father's with us. He's loving us. Fellowship, union with God. We see it like that. But do we see this in the light of the full revelation of who he is stepping into us? Lift up your head, O you gate. Lift up your head, your everlasting door. And what? Let the King of Glory, what? Come in. Not Lord of Glory, King. And with all the glory, let him come into where you are. He's praying all this in John, and he just redefines this whole John thing now. This John 17 gets totally redefined, because I pray, Father, that they be one as we're one. Because this is what happened. The Father would step into him with all of his glory. And the Father would come down and be with him in all his glory, and he'd manifest that glory into the earth. He said, you got to redefine what it is you're receiving up there. And he told me this. You can only receive, watch this, in accordance to what you see. In accordance to the revelation you walk in. If you don't see him as reigning king, that's not who he's going to be here with you. If you see him as love, he's going to be here in love. And then there's nothing wrong with that. That's awesome. But in order for him to step out from where he is, you have to see who he is. You have to see what he's in. You have to identify the position where he sits. You can't receive from him if you're not standing where he is. That position is identified by Ephesians 2:6, that we're raised together, made to sit together with him. That has to be solidified. You're going to have to go in there a couple times a thousand. But you got to go in there and go in there and go in there. And you got to describe who he is. And you got to see who he is. And you have to say what he inherited. You have to start getting familiar with the realm. Because you have to see what it is he's inherited there. His position there. We have to come in, because what do we want? What are we looking for? The finished work. Well, this morning he says, I am the finished work. I hold all of it inside of me. He says, why receive part of me when you can have all of me? He goes, I have all of you with me, and I present you to the Father. That's the first half. I don't want you to just receive your perception of me. I want you to receive who I am as the King of Glory that's going to reign in the earth. And I want to step into your body, and I want to use your hands, and I want to walk in your feet, and I want to speak with your mouth, and I want to administrate through your heart and through your decision making, and I want to do business through you. I want to do ministry through you. I want to come and rule and reign in you. Now we're down here saying, come. And he goes, you can't do that without a revelation of what you're receiving. You have to know who he is. You have to know what he has inherited up there. You have to know where he sits there. You have to know that position, how to get there and stand in front of him. And you've got to describe who he is and know who he is. And you've got to stand in there and know who you are as a joint heir. I can't go up in there unworthy. Well, maybe he'll do it. No, you have to believe. He is finished King of Kings. He is the King of Glory. He has inherited the earth in the fullness thereof. He wears the crown that's going to shake heaven and earth. He wears the seven spirits of God, the perfected wisdom of David's crown. He wears the seven horns of omnipotent dominion. He wears the glory, the seven inheritances of dunamis, generational wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing are his. He has ascended on high. He ascended up before the throne of the Father. Daniel saw him, and there was given unto him a kingdom and a glory and a dominion. And his dominion is an everlasting dominion. It is already done. Who you're looking at is done. He says, you don't have to go forward, son. You're standing in the forward right now. You don't have to go into the Father and go find something. You're standing in front of the forward. You're standing in Him that was and is, and He's done it all. He is the culminated seed of all things. He's everything. The more you say it, the more you see it, the more you're aware of who you're standing in front of as you behold His glory. And you're standing there. He brings a new light. And he says, son, watch this. What you're asking for? I said, God, I'm redefining what I'm asking for. I don't want just the crown. I want the one who's wearing that crown. And everything he's wearing. Because if I can get him in me, in the earth, we're in a done position now. What he's wearing is already in front of all the earth. It's already in front of all the resources of the earth. He already has harvest. Watch this. He has inherited harvest inside himself. He has the nations. He already said, and then I started seeing this. That's what God's doing. He's wanting our faith to bring him out from that place. Will the Son of Man find faith in the earth? We know he's going to stand in the earth because he said he stands, the Lord of the whole earth. He stands with the two olive trees. There are the two olive trees that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. He stands with them through the whole tribulation. He's with the 144,000 and he's going to be with his church because he said it in Zechariah. I will be a wall of fire about you in glory. And he promised my Father and I will come and make our habitation. But who's coming? What are we bringing in? If I want to bring a move of God in, and I'm bringing Savior in, or am I bringing King of Glory in? Because what you see is what you get. What you latch on to, focus in, to see and stand, whatever arena you're standing in, that's what you're bringing in. And man, I was like, that's why we're standing there. I realized that when we go up in the joint airship, let me share the way he said it to me. Started the process this morning. He started stepping in with his group. I said, we're bringing you in. And watch this. He said, son, see that I've already given you this. Did I not say, Father, my glory I give to them. As you were with me, Father, in the earth, I and me and you, Father, will be with them in the earth. I and them, Father, thou and me. It's just what you're receiving. What is your definition of that particular verse right there? Of John 17:22. My glory I give to you, that you may be one like my Father and I are. See, the Father would step into his temple in the earth. He would come into the Father and he would receive the Father in that oneness. And then the Father would come and flood his temple with such dunamis creative power. It would come out of him. It would pour out of him. And that woman said, if I just touch him as God, all she had to do is touch. She was not his mission that day. But there was dunamis pouring out of him. And all she had to do is touch that dunamis. It was liquid power that came out of him. And sometimes he'd heal everybody in the vicinity. Because Father was filling his temple. And God said, it's what you're believing for. I'm like, God, get me there. He says, you're already there. You're standing in the finished work. It's finished. There's nothing more that can be done in that person you're looking at right there. He's King of Glory. He has all the earth and all the future in himself. He has every inheritance you'll ever need. So why pick a part of that inheritance? Why just bring him in? Say, I'm going to stand in front of you. I'm going to describe everything you are. I'm fixed on a TV screen in heaven. I am fixed in the Lord of glory. And then I'm going to step into you. I'm going to step in because I've been raised together. I've been made to sit together. I'm going to go stand in the middle. And I've been doing that. Except I would just think of like the crown would be with me. And the Lord redefined everything. He stepped into me like, oh, you want to come. You, in all of this, wants to take this vessel. He says, nah, you got it. He goes, but that transaction has to be made in heaven. Don't try to make that one in the earth. That's why I said you have to come up. First of all, the protocol is to come up into the mountain of God. Obtain the blessing. Obtain the righteousness. Obtain your standing in the mountain of God. And when you obtain your standing in the mountain of God, you won't be moved. You'll know who you are. And then I'll have you lift up your head, O you gates. Lift up your head, O you everlasting door. And who? The King of Glory will come in. Where is he coming in? Your temple, your tabernacle, you, your heart. The kingdom of God is within. He steps in, but he brings all of that realm with him. That's what he really meant. When you stand in front of the Father, believe that you receive. When he says, thy kingdom come, just bring the King. And he has the whole kingdom. You see it? And so he said, this transaction has already been given. So I want you to see this word again. I know you've seen it 1,000 times, but not like this, you haven't. His word broke forth all day long. He was feeding that position, see. He is intent on coming to stand with us. And he's bringing the Father with him. That's what he meant. This is the Lord of Glory. He goes, I bring in the Father that was and is to come with me. We're going to stand with you. You're going to be able to move forward in time, backwards in time. You're going to get to grow up and down, to and fro, because we'll be with you to do this. That's what you're bringing in. The crown is already on him. I don't need him to take that crown and put it on my head. I just need to go stand with him in the union and say, Father, I receive what you have already given. Lord, I receive you to come and stand in me. I give you my body. I give you my temple. I give you the right for the rest of my life to use my hands, my feet. I'm owned. Here's the difference. God's not going to come in and just work you to nothing. When he steps into you, you'll get so blessed, especially the King of Glory. You won't know what to do with all the blessing. But what he's stepping in there for is the administration of his kingdom. He's got you on his mind. He's got your generations on his mind. He's got this church on his mind. He's got the world on his mind. And he's already got the answer in every single solution. He already has the finished work because the Father's already given in the nations. He's given him the harvest. He is there in the administration. He's bringing the 7 spirits of God with him. And he's bringing Father with him. All I got to do is latch on. I told him, I said, you know me, God. I'm not going to let go. You show me some. I'm a bulldog. I will stand in front of you every day and I'll receive that transaction until you step out of that throne and you're with me in the earth. It's a constant infilling of his own self. And then he comes to rule and reign in you. That is the Zerubbabel of Zechariah 4. Zerubbabel comes and stands in Zerubbabel. He comes and takes residence. Your faith pulls him out of that realm. It's not the Holy Spirit coming on you. No, your faith is bringing the great I am into the earth. The kingdom's coming. He's coming with it. Isn't that awesome? The dominion's with him. 7 horns of dominion. I mean, I'm looking at all these scriptures all over my God. And I said, Lord, where have we been? Sometimes it's just that one major encounter or that major adjustment to realize what you're really believing for. What we're really believing is to bring the King of Glory. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord mighty in battle. That woman was singing about him. Mighty in battle. He's ready to roll. He's ready to roll it out. He's the Lord of hosts. The Lord of angelic armies. He's coming with his whole kingdom. He has it all. I don't need to inherit all that. He did that already. He's got it all. I just need to get that one inside of me here. And to do that, I got to get up in front of him. But here's the glory of it. What we're asking for, he's already given it. If he's already given it, it's going to make our job a lot easier because I can work from a position that, see, I have given. I'm not going to have to do that. He already did it. I am binding him to his own promise now. That's how the Father and the Lord's coming down in the earth. We keep thinking he's just going to drop in one day. You're bringing him in. You're giving him right of passage to come out from the heavens to stand in the earth again.
He will take over and you'll be speaking directly through us, healing through us, doing business through us. It won't be us. We just step aside. Oh, that wasn't me. That was him. He's in ministry. He's in charge. And Father's coming with him too. He's got his angels. It's the consuming fire around us. And he becomes the glory in our midst. Zechariah said it three times. I'm coming to be a glory in your midst. I'm going to be here to see to this harvest. And then he shows me, even after the church age, I'm standing with those two witnesses. I'm in the earth. I'm a done deal. All we got to do is get that one in us, because he's got it. I saw it today. I said, I've not been doing this. I said, Father, I went back to Father. I said, I know what to pray for now. I want him in me. I want all of that. He goes, who's him? And he said, go back up in there and tell me who he is. I said, he's this and he's this and he's this and he has all of this. He says, the more you see, the more he brings. He can only come in accordance to what you see. Verse 22, and the glory, say the glory, which you gave us me, Father, that we walked in together. The way we did it, they're going to do it now. And this is how it's going to work. I have given them. He had to give it before he left. And it wasn't just the disciples, because he prayed up there before. He says, I'm not just praying for these alone, verse 20, but all of them will believe on me through their word. This is their word, and I'm standing and believing right now. I'm qualified. And the glory thou hast given me, do you realize what he is standing up in there with? Do you know how few people ever access what he is sitting up in the glory realm with? I have given them that they may be one and operate in the oneness the way we are. I in them where they are, Father. Thou in me, that they may be perfect in one. And Father, I will that they may be with me where I am, that they may behold what I'm carrying, what I've been given. They got to see what it is they're bringing into the earth. If you don't see it, you'll ask far below what God wants us to have. He is the King of glory. Solidify your position in the mountain of God. Obtain the righteousness. Obtain the blessing. Obtain your right to stand there every day and not be moved. And then you can lift up your head, O you gate. Lift up your head, you everlasting door, and receive the King of glory in all of his power, wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, blessing. All of his omniscience, all of his omnipotent dominion that he received, the glory of the Father he stands in, he brings it all here to operate with us in the earth. When he touches down, nobody will have to say a word. You'll all see it. Your eyes will see it. When he touches down, his glory starts manifesting. It's just the what he does. He'll cause us to do business in great waters. He'll shift us outside of time and set us into places that the most prestigious universities can't give you that kind of education. Put you in places, set you up in his omniscience, cause you to reap a lifetime of wealth in 5 minutes' time. Calls his miracles, signs, and wonders because he's bringing Father. Trust me. Father doesn't even see humanity the way we do. When he stands in front of someone in a wheelchair, he just sees healed. And the angels are going to go try to measure out this temple that's getting built, and God's going to stop them and say, you can't measure this. This is going to the ends of the earth. God has come down into the earth to see to it. It sure takes the pressure off of us. I don't have to be that wise anymore. I just need that one in me now. So if I can just readjust my faith now, and believe me, I have realigned everything to just get him in me. And I don't have to get you to do that because you already gave it to me. So I approach him as I see you've already given this. You are bound to do this. You said you're coming, but this is where it happens right here. I got to go up and stand in front of you until you step into me more like you did today. Just keep stepping up into me. But each time he does, he takes you over. He takes charge. But he's going to give us the greatest life we've ever imagined. He's going to give us joy, pleasure, purpose, fullness. It's time for the Lord of glory to step out from the throne and come stand with us. You got to get back on those things and find out everything he inherited. You have to know when you're standing in front of him, you're standing in front of Revelation 5, the King of glory, crowned with the perfection of God. And everything you can name, the more you can see, the better. Because everything you see and describe in that realm, he's coming out with, he's going to function with it through you. Amen. You are forever perfected. He said this. He said, see the two operations in Psalms 24. He said, see first the mountain, your solidification, your right to stand, and all that happens in that place. That's pre-joint heirship. The righteousness, the blessing. And then see your position to ascend in to, as joint heir and receive the King of glory. That's actually receiving the kingdom, my friends. This is what God had in his mind when he was coming and talking to him. He had this in his mind. He says, identify the position and protocol of ascension. When you're ascending into this realm, you have to identify the position he's standing in. You have to know that position, where that is, what the protocol of moving into that realm. Generally, we move into the Father, and then we move up after that. You're clothed. You're ready. You're ready to move in. Understand the ascension. Understand the protocol. Understand where that is. You got to know he's joint heir. Where you have to identify. The word identifies him as joint heir. It's the high position of heaven. It identifies him as the King of glory, and your position is joint heir with him. He was raised. You have to get all the scripture that identifies that position. Made lower the angels. Then he was raised in glory and honor. Made to have dominion over the works of the Father's hands. He put all things under his feet. Does that sound like a high position? That's a position he stands in. And he's raised you up together. Made you sit together. So as you see these scriptures, he shows you the realm that you can stand in and sit in. As you see more and more of that realm, he's raised. Daniel saw him ascend, and it was given a kingdom and a glory and a dominion. You have to see him wearing all that. See the perfected crown that he wears. See him sitting on the throne of David. See the seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience around him. See the lamp around him. See the seven lamps in front of him. See the seven horns of omnipotent dominion. See the seven inheritances. See the seven spirits of God that are with him. See that all the fullness of God is with him. See, he's the appointed heir of all things. You see that he's inheritor of the mountains of God. You see. And the more you see, you say all that. See, that's how you get the realm to open. You say it. You say all that. And you're getting your eye focused. And the more you do that, and the more you get in and you say it, the realm opens because you're giving attention to it. It's there. It's just you got to get your frequency aligned to it. So don't go up in there and say, oh, by the way, King of glory, step into me and let's go. No. You got to go in there and see what you're doing up in there. You go in there and you start looking and seeing, describing through his word the realm. And as you do it, he starts painting the realm. And your awareness and your imagery center starts growing. But as we do this every day, and the more you can do this, and the more you can stand in it, and the more you can see all that, your spiritual eye starts seeing. So when you get up in there, it gets bigger and bigger and you see him. But now I realize that as we do all that, all we're ascribing, we're getting ready to receive everything we've seen. You got to receive it. And we go up there and we receive him. And he's already done it because my glory I have given, so I've already given. I'm like, boy, that is good news. I don't got to work at this. And guess what? He's finished. There's nothing that can be added to. I'm looking at the finished. I don't need to go in the future. I just need to get him. He's got it all. When he comes down here, if he needs to shift me in the future, he's the door. He's the door to him that was, is, and is to come. If him and the Father are standing with you in the earth, all he's got to do is just open a door to your future and just walk in. Because they're all there with you. You reap. All of mammon is under time. And this crown is going to transcend time. You see that? But that's how the seven eyes. When you hear us say up and down,
We're getting the up and down ready. The King of Glory is coming in to go to and fro. We get to walk to and fro the whole earth, to and fro time. Him that was, he can take every single limitation off that was ever given to us. You're not standing in the race of Adam anymore. You're standing as a new creation, joint heir with the Father's glory and the Lord, the King of Glory himself, standing in you, administrating his kingdom through you. You, your faith, brought that down. That's the realm without measure. Lock in to what I'm saying. I'm not leaving. I'll be back here tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. He's coming with me. You already gave this to me. That's all I needed to know. He is going to come and minister. He's going to make us smart. He's going to take the foolishness right out of us. King of Glory is up in us. You're going to say things with him standing in you. So you identify the realm. Identify and see the fullness of an inheritance of what he received. He went up and received it all. So you identify what he received. You got to do that. You got to see. If you don't have any image of what he's carrying, you're not going to receive anything. If you're blanked out, it's because you're not speaking in that realm and rehearsing who he is. You're standing before him and just do it. Be poetic about it. You're the King of Kings. You're full of glory. The seven eyes are with you. Be a little bit expressive about who you're standing in front of. Because it opens the realm as you say it. You got to get it open first before you receive it. Now, receive the King of Glory. Lift up your gate. Lift up the everlasting door. I am a gate. I am a door. I'm opening my door. You're coming in. You're going with me. And the Father's with you. And everything else I've seen and spoken and said, it's all coming. I don't have to get all these things one at a time. I'm just bringing you. He's going to bring it all with him. And then watch the manifestation roll out into the earth. Let me close with this. The great message of the last hour is the King of Kings and the Father's ministry. That's what you will hear over and over again. The glorious King of Glory. And the Father's ministry with him, the Father's love and the King of Glory moving together in the earth with the joint heirs. Listen, Cody was sharing this with me the other day. All of creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. This created world was created with an interior groaning. It wants to see the manifestation of the sons of God. God is not coming back until the manifestation, because this is the generation that's going to go before his face. This is the generation that's bringing him out. This is the generation that's bringing out the King of Glory. We are the generation of the crown. And he's coming to stand with us. Go to 2 Kings chapter 2. I'll just exhort it. Elisha, he's over with Elijah. And Elijah, he goes, I'm leaving today. And he goes, ask what you will, because I'm out of here. And you know what? Elisha, give me a double portion. What's on you? You've asked the hard thing. He didn't tell him no. You just asked the hard thing. But he says, here's the deal. If you can see me, what I'm taking up from you, you can have it and the double portion with it. But you're going to have to see me. You're going to have to see past this realm. You're going to have to see the chariot of fire that's going to come in here and divide us. And the horsemen, you're going to have to see the whole thing. And if you can't see that realm, you can't see. And if you can't see, you can't have it. And man, as soon as he said the chariot of fire come down and the horsemen, they stood right in between. And Elijah went up in the heavens. He goes, Master, I see. And the mantle falls from heaven. And Elijah grabs that mantle and all those prophets, they're the one making fun of him the whole time. And he takes that and he slaps that water. He says, where is the Lord? And God parts the water. And every one of those prophets said, oh my God, Elijah's mantle's on him. And they all saw it. They knew God was with him. And God is saying this. This is a beautiful thing. See, I've already given, but if you can see me as the King of Glory in the realm of the invisible, that's what he needs from us. If you can see me in the realm and all that I've inherited and all that is yours and all that is mine is yours.
And all that is yours is mine, but all that is mine here is yours. If you can see me in that realm, if you can get past the world, get past the flesh, get past the enemy, get past the convolution, get yourself solidified in the mountain and get your eye and lift it up to the King of Glory. If you can see me, then you can have all of me. You can have everything, and I will come out from the heavens and take residence in you, and you'll slap the waters and they'll part. The glory will manifest in your midst, and everybody will know God has come down.